T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In all of our time as a morning show, John and Tammy in the morning, we always thought that Brad Paisley was a non-drinker. And boy, were we proven wrong yesterday during a John and Tammy happy hour. We all learned something. Welcome to John and Tammy in the morning on 103.7 KSON. So yesterday, we had a very special Brad Paisley No Eye in Beer happy hour. And we had to make it a very limited audience just because, you know, it's Brad Paisley. And it was so great to not only get some great KSON family with us on board with this, but to hear some shocking revelations from Brad Paisley.
Brad, I don't think anybody in country has been more visible during this pandemic than you, keeping yourself relevant, keeping yourself out there, helping people that need help. And what keeps your fire burning for that, my man?
That's nice of you. I don't know. I mean, it's been a really fun time to connect with fans. Look at this. I mean, I see all you guys in your houses right now. Meet and greets before, you've been to them. My concerts, they're whisking through. I don't even say hi. You basically take a photo, and it's like, don't touch me. And then all of a sudden, here we are. We get this sort of new format where everybody's kind of hanging out and paying attention and watching Instagram videos. And I don't know. It's fun. It's fun to reinvent. I'll be ready for this to be over one of these days, though.
Let's move on to Lori. You've been patient. Hi, honey. It is time for you to pop out your question for Brad.
Hey, Brad, there's no I in beer. What's your favorite cocktail? And if you don't have a favorite cocktail, what's your favorite drink in general?
Thank you. A couple of things. Favorite drink in general is bourbon. Really, really, really good bourbon. I have a bar in this house, actually, downstairs. You may have seen it on some things that I do here and there. It's full-stocked whiskey bar. Also have Guinness on tap. I really like pure, like good Guinness, like Irish-style draft. Or even, there's a beer that A-Rod, the baseball player, turned me on to that he bought. Called Presidente. He actually is an owner of it. It's Dominican and it's really good. Like if you like things like Dos Equis and you know that sort of, or Corona, it's like one of those sort of Latin beers and it's really good. Try again, Mike.
When you sing Take Me Home Country Roads at Mountaineer Stadium, come on. That's really greatest, the reason I'm
greatest,
here.
Like greatest moment, greatest sports moment. Well, second greatest sports moment I've ever had. I mean, that's like, singing at the World Series was pretty good, too.
Wow. Yeah.
But I did the national anthem twice at the World Series, two different years, and that was hard to beat. Standing on the field as they brought out, I mean, they brought out Hank Aaron. First pitch was Vin Scully. You know, it was crazy. But wow. I sat on the 50-yard line at Mountaineer Field and sang Take Me Home Country Roads for a Robin Roberts special where she was having a bunch of us do songs and locations that mean something. And so we did it right before the game with TCU. That was wild.
Well, all us Mountaineers are proud about it. So thanks for doing it justice.
Well, that song is, that's our anthem. Thank you for wearing the yellow and gold. You look like my dad. That's all he wears. He doesn't have anything without a WV on it.
Nice.
I think Mike was really stoked about that entire conversation until Brad said he looked like his dad. Yes. I think Mike's the same age as Brad. Anyway, It turns out, in a stunning touch of irony, which is not stunning at all if you really know the person and the dork that I am, we vetted those questions before Brad came on so there were no repeats and we didn't waste a lot of time. And when sweet Lori asked her question, she was going to ask about his favorite cocktail. And I step in, oh, dear. Brad doesn't drink. We all know that. And she goes, well, I'll still ask him Diet Coke's a cocktail. I'm like, oh, okay. Turns out, not only does Brad Paisley drink, he drinks well. Yeah. He drinks really well. I'm impressed.
So you can see the whole thing on KSON and John and Tammy's Facebook page right now if you'd like to see everyone and all their questions. It really was a fun time.
And by the way, the John and Tammy Happy Hour returns to everybody available on KSON's Facebook Live page this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Tam and I try to do that every weekday here on San Diego's number one for new country, 103.7 KSON.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.